Reimagining the Fourth, From Fireworks to Meaning. By Pragaru, sponsored, on June 24, 2025. The following content is sponsored by Pragaru. For many Americans, the 4th of July is a day filled with fireworks, cookouts, and family gatherings. But behind the celebratory smoke and sparkles lies a critical question. Do we actually understand what we're celebrating? More importantly, are we passing that understanding on to the next generation? In a time when patriotism seems to be on the decline, especially among young Americans, the answer may lie not in grander fireworks displays, but in more meaningful, reflective rituals. In his 2007 column, Dennis Prager proposed a transformative idea, a 4th of July Seder. Modeled after the Jewish Passover Seder, this 10-minute, intentional family ceremony would reenact and reflect on the signing of the Declaration of Independence. Like its religious counterpart, the ceremony would involve the youngest attendees asking questions, symbolic elements to provoke discussion, and readings to deepen understanding. National memory dies without national ritual, and without national memory, a nation dies, Prager warned. A nation forgetting its roots. Unfortunately, signs of fading national memory are already evident. According to the National Assessment of Educational Progress, NAEP, also known as the nation's report card, only 13% of 8th graders in 2022 scored proficient in U.S. history, the lowest performance since testing began. Civic education fares little better, with only 22% scoring proficient in civics. This educational decline has real consequences. A 2023 Pew Research survey found that only 36% of adults under 30 say they are extremely proud to be American, compared to 64% of adults over 65. The connection is clear: when history is forgotten, pride and patriotism wither. Historian Jason Bedrick of the Heritage Foundation warns of a growing cultural Alzheimer's affecting American civic literacy. Without intentional efforts to tell our national story, especially in the home, our shared identity begins to erode. Rituals, like Prager's idea for an Independence Day ceremony, become essential tools for rebuilding a national narrative rooted in gratitude, bravery, and freedom. The power of ritual. The strength of Prager's idea lies in its simplicity and symbolism. Storytelling, intergenerational dialogue, and symbolic action form the bedrock of effective civic transmission. Renowned scholar Rabbi Jonathan Sacks once wrote that civil rituals, from presidential inaugurations to national holidays, serve to anchor a people's shared values and stories. Prager's 4th of July Seder channels that same principle into living rooms across America. Even secular observers have recognized the potential of this approach. The New Yorker noted that reframing Independence Day as a civic Seder offers families an opportunity to not just celebrate, but reflect, reading the Declaration aloud, discussing America's triumphs and contradictions, and inviting the lonely or disconnected into a shared story of freedom and opportunity. Turning ideals into action. Inspired by Prager's vision, Prageru created the Independence Day Ceremony, a downloadable guidebook that offers families a way to engage meaningfully with July 4th. The ceremony includes symbolic foods, historical readings, quiz questions, and opportunities for dialogue, making it accessible and meaningful for participants of all ages. At the 2025 Milken Institute Conference, Education Secretary Linda McMahon praised the initiative, noting that civics has just been removed from so many schools' curriculums. Her support highlights a growing consensus that civic education cannot be left solely to the classroom. It must begin at home, around the table, within families. The Independence Day ceremony does not scold or politicize. Instead, it invites families into a practice of remembering, reflecting, and renewing. In an age of emoji patriotism and fleeting digital displays of national pride, this tradition encourages deliberate, enduring engagement with what it means to be American. Building memory, not just memories. At its core, the Independence Day ceremony is about more than historical facts, it's about cultural continuity. It's a bridge between the founders' era and today's households, from 1776 to the dinner table. By combining tradition with accessibility, it helps families root their celebrations in gratitude, reflection, and national purpose. Prager's vision gives us a path forward. rather than lamenting educational failures or generational apathy. It offers a replicable, hopeful model, host a ceremony. Read the declaration. Ask questions. Share stories. In doing so, we don't just commemorate the 4th of July, we renew it. Because without memory, there is no identity. And without identity, there is no nation. Click here to get your free copy of the Independence Day ceremony.